What's up, rock stars? It's your boy, Matt Koenig. And today I'm going to talk to you on this episode about disrupting the status quo. Now, you'll notice a little disruption here. No intro, no music at the beginning. There's none of that. You know why? Because I'm disrupting my own status quo on today's Rockstar Unplugged podcast. And I want to talk to you about disruption because that's been a buzzword for a few years that kind of cooled off, but it cooled off with good reason because it was annoying as hell. The fact of the matter is people were talking about disruption like everything had to disrupt, right? You have to disrupt what's going on. If you're going to run an ad, it has to be a disruption ad. It has to you know, not be the status quo. It has to interrupt what people are doing in such a crazy way that it gets their attention. And there's some merit to that, but only some. See, disrupting for the sake of disrupting, well, that kind of makes you the status quo, doesn't it? I mean, if everyone is quote-unquote disrupting the status quo, then everyone's kind of being the same. So let's talk about at the core why disruption is needed. Let's talk about, at the core, how disruption can be valuable. And let's talk about when disruption just flat isn't really necessary. So that's what we're going to dig into on today's episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. All right, so let's talk about why the need for disruption in the first place. Look, when it comes to advertising, I mean, this is really where we talk about it a lot, is advertising and marketing. There's a lot of what I would refer to as white noise. What is white noise? Well, white noise is that stuff that you're so used to hearing, it just goes in one ear and out the other. You know, like when you see that same little, like every car dealer doing the Sunday super sale. We've got balloons. We've got those giant cardboard signs that spell words under the hood of our car. We've got a blow-up gorilla and a wavy arm guy. Those commercials kind of don't get attention anymore, right? Which is why the majority of automotive dealers have stopped doing them, thankfully. But that used to kind of be a common theme. The other thing is, when you see on Facebook right now, there's a commonality of ads where all these folks have bought courses to teach them how to sell courses on how to make courses. They all looked at what Ty Lopez has done, and they wanted to become marketing experts. So you'll see these ads on Facebook where a guy is like, "Hey, I'm Bob, and I'm standing in front of my Learjet because now I'm a millionaire because I made courses teaching people how to run Facebook ads selling courses," right? You see so much of that it becomes white noise. Now you almost don't even notice those ads. So because there's this white noise, there's this just overuse of the same things, sometimes there's a need for disruption. Now, what would be a way to disrupt? I'll give you an example. Instead of the, you know, super duper quadruper super sale car sale ads, I saw a dealer who literally came out with an ad that said, you know, no hot dogs, no free TVs, just a great experience. And then the commercial was like, man, it seemed long. But I watched the whole thing. It was like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and it was a commercial on YouTube, and which is interesting. But they ran this commercial on YouTube, and they walked through and like showed parts of the dealership. They talked about the experience that you would have buying a car there, and they didn't say they were the best price because let's face it, only one person can be. It said something like, you know, fair pricing and the best experience ever. You know, ABC. Kia or whatever the dealership was. Actually, it was a Hyundai store. So when every other dealer was running the, you know, we're the lowest price and we've got this, you know, $1 down, $99 a month lease on a $30,000 car. How do we get it so low? You're going to have to come see for yourself. Well, that was everybody else's ad. This dealer said, there's no gimmick. We're going to treat you right and you're going to love the deal you got here. Fair pricing, great people, the best experience ever. so-and-so Hyundai. So that was kind of a disruption in the midst of what the other people in the marketplace were doing. So disrupting can be good, but it's only good if you're doing it because there's a purpose, because you see an area of needs. The reason to disrupt is something's broken, so let's shake it up and fix it by delivering something better, okay? That's the purpose of disrupting, all right? Now, what's a situation where quote-unquote disruption is stupid? Well, it's a fine line, to be honest. Like, if anybody out there says, this is the perfect marketing formula that works every time, there's only one that works every time, and that is attracting people with something free and then delivering something of value. That works really pretty much all the time because everybody likes free stuff. Other than that, and I don't mean like the free TV, you know, you have a chance to win. I mean genuinely, like if you're building an email list and you say, hey, download my keto recipes, and people have to put in their email to get it, right? Low risk of entry. They just have to give up an email address, you know, stuff like that. That works basically all the time. But when it comes to running an ad, like there is no formula that you go, if we do an ad that looks like this, it's 100% going to sell more of product X. That's not how it works. So there are a couple things though. Number one, when you see ads working, it's a good idea to quote unquote hack those ads, to copy them, to do something very similar, right? There's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a good thing. But where disruption goes wrong is when sometimes you go so over the top, people forget about what your actual product or brand is. I saw commercials a while ago, and they were actually, you know what? It was two nights ago, I saw an ad for Progressive Insurance. Now, typically, I think their ads are pretty darn fun. But this one was just, it was stupid. They were trying to go so far out on the limb like Geico, but it just missed the mark, okay? Geico does these goofy commercials for car insurance all the time, right? You got the mom jeans picture. You got all this weird stuff. When the mannequin challenge was hot, they did this commercial where everybody, you know, looked like it was a picture, but then all of a sudden, like, the dog moved or something like that. Geico's known for quirky stuff. Progressive is known for these commercials with flow. That's what they've built their brand on. So now what they've been trying to do is put flow in these different situations. Well, the other day I see an ad where this guy is out to dinner and the woman who he's with is Flo, but she's, you know, they made her look different. They put blonde hair. She's chewing her gum, kind of obnoxious, kind of like what you picture a mob wife to be like. And in this commercial, the guy wanted to talk about insurance and she's just like, do you want to get out of here? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, no, I mean, you get out of here. Nothing in that commercial, sold the product or the brand. Not one thing. Other than you knew it was a Progressive commercial because at the end it said Progressive. That's an example of disruption that really missed the mark. Disruption that wasn't necessary. You know, when we're out there trying to build our brand, trying to create something new and exciting, there are great times and great opportunities to do something disruptive, okay? To step outside of the norm. And if you think of disrupting, think of it that way. Step outside the norm, but make sure you don't step so far out that people lose sight of what it is you're selling, what your product or service is, or who you are. Now, I will give you a four-step formula, and you can apply this when you're creating disruptive ads or disruptive technology. But when you're presenting your product or your service, there is a four-step formula that will help you a lot of the time get people engaged and excited to connect with you, do business with you. And I'll give you that formula now. Formula is simple. It's in your ad, your commercial, your message, your speech, whatever it is that you're doing, there are four elements. Element one is tell them who you are. Element two, tell them what you're selling. Element three, help them see why they can't live without it. Element four, show them how to take action. Let me say it again. Who you are, what you're selling, why they can't live without it, and how to take action. There's your four steps, my friend. I'll be sharing more in-depth on what those four steps mean on another episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. And listen, no matter where you're at in your business or your life, you're just one moment away. Hey, if you dig what you heard in the Rockstar Unplugged podcast, please do me a favor and subscribe and share out some of these episodes with your friends. Encourage them to give it a listen too. If you want to connect in person, I'd love to do that with you. Check out rockstarevents.info. That's rockstarevents.info. And let's get together at one of these upcoming educational events that I'm putting on. Again, this is Matt Koenig, president of Rockstar Events, and I want to thank you for listening to the Rockstar Unplugged podcast.